Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back. It's 12 after the hour. Thank you very much for joining me. Thanks for hanging out with me. Always a pleasure to continue to be with you. I'm Jim Blasingame, and you're listening to the Small Business Advocate Show, and I'm glad you're here. Scott Arnault is here too, ladies and gentlemen. Scott is one of our top technology experts in our brain trust. He is the security advocate. He's vice president of Soho Solutions, an organization that helps companies like yours and mine put our best foot forward in the world of technology, and he's our good friend Scott Arnault. Welcome back to the show.
Thanks, Jim. Great to be here as always.
Good to have you back. Hey, Scott. Recently, as most everybody knows, the IRS has lost some email.
Mm-hmm.
Now, this is the organization that wouldn't allow you to get away with that, right? If all of your records were on an email and you told them you lost your records, I don't think they'd let you get away with that. But that's what they've done. They say that a certain group of emails from one person and now maybe as many as six or seven other people, their emails have just been lost. And there's some, one of the stories we've heard is that Lois Lerner, the lady who pled the fifth in front of a congressional panel on the IRS scandal about whether they were targeting conservative groups, Lois Lerner's hard drive her computer crashed. Then I heard her hard drive crashed. Therefore, they lost her email. Now, what I'd like for you to do is tell the audience where email lives in across the ether. When somebody sends you an email, the average person, how many different places does that email live?
Well, a lot of it depends on what kind of email they're using. More and more now, you tend to run into web-based email, something like Yahoo Mail.
Right, Gmail, Google, Hotmail, Gmail, whatever. Uh-huh.
And those are actually kept on Google or Microsoft or Yahoo's own servers.
Right.
So if your own computer crashes, no effect.
Right.
Now, the other type, which is far more common in business, is something called client-based email.
Mm-hmm.
That might be something like Outlook. And the idea there is that the emails are actually stored on your computer. And, you know, not surprisingly, I'm guessing an organization like the IRS probably isn't using cutting-edge technology, and I would be very surprised if they're using web-based
email. You say client-based, you're talking about the email client, which is the program. That's another way of saying the program on your computer. Sorry about that. I should clear that up. Is that right? It's basically
not exactly.
Okay. All right. Yeah, clear that up for us then.
Sorry. It's a network engineering reference. Sorry about that, everyone.
Sorry.
Effectively, if you have a network, you'll have centralized computers called servers, which handle basic functions, including actually email coming in and out. And each individual computer is referred to as a client within that network. So you have what's called a server-client system. And effectively, this model, when you have client-based emails, it means the client, the computer right in front of you, is where the emails are housed. Does that make sense?
Yes. Now I have with my email, I don't use Gmail. I have a Gmail account, but I don't use it to do my work. I do use Outlook. I don't like it, but I use it. And so all my emails are reside on my hard drive. And if I lost my hard drive, I would lose those emails as they reside on my hard drive on my computer.
If they're not backed up, that's a risk.
Before my email gets to me, it comes to me from an email server that I pay to have to drive my email. My computer is a client of that server. That's what you were talking about a while ago, right?
Well, if you're talking about a server within the same network, that's the server client set up there.
Right.
So that would be like, say, the Small Business Advocate Network. You have your own server within the network.
Those
two would work together.
That's kind of
through a server on the way to you. It probably won't keep that because it's basically a temporary thing just passing through it.
But my computer, I mean, my emails are kept on a server in another place. So yeah, if backup, we want, we know that we have a server on another platform, on another console, mm-hmm. that we can go, we can access for our emails, and they're there until we trash them, until we you go in and you know do the double trashing of those. So what are the chances that the IRS has emails on the computers of their employees that are kept nowhere else?
One thing to keep in mind, of course, is, as I understand it, this whole business grows out of emails that are a few years old. And it's a funny thing with technology nowadays. Actually, you and I were speaking about it before we started talking. Everything's changing so quickly
right.
that technology, which seems almost laughably out of date, could only be about 3 years old. So the idea that you have the deleted emails from your system just stay on the computer and nowhere else sounds a little nuts now.
Mm-hmm.
But a few years ago, that was pretty typical. I mean, yes, it's possible there could have been some great evil plot here, but I think it was more a matter of just not really thinking.
But never mind any kind of nefarious behavior. What are the chances? Let me put it this way. If I said to you, Scott, I have been given the assignment of finding that woman's emails. I'm trying to remember her name. I said it a minute ago.
Lois Lerner.
I've been given responsibility to find the lost emails, Lois Lerner's lost emails, for that period of time, a year, or let's say it was a year ago to 2 years ago.
Mm-hmm.
What? And I said to you, Scott, what are the percentages that you could go and find those somewhere?
Oh, boy, there's a lot of unknowns in there. Basically, you would need a digital forensics expert to do the initial looking.
Who exists, right?
Well, it can. It depends on how it was set up. I mean, if her drive actually was corrupted and failed and either thrown out or basically recycled and new data was written on top of the old data, it's almost impossible to get to that. But everyone who sent her an email may have it still in a sent folder.
That's my point. That's what I'm getting at.
Yeah.
Every email is resides in at least two places, right? The person who sent it
should.
Yeah. Yeah.
I can't say for sure because a lot of it depends on how it's set up, but there should be some ways to reconstruct at least some of those.
It's hard for me to believe that email would come in and only exist on the hard drive of that one computer.
Well, a lot of what it could be is
go ahead.
The stuff that was sent, I mean, again, if this is a few years ago, it might have eventually been deleted to make space.
Yeah.
If you're with a company, it certainly happens.
Well, let me ask you this question.
Delete some of your old emails.
Doesn't the NSA have it?
That's a good question.
I'm not making a joke. I mean, don't they have this?
Gosh, you know, I mean, we've made it sound like they're so all-seeing and scary.
I know. Hold on to that thought. We're going to come right back and talk some more about this with our good friend Scott Arno. He's Vice President of Soho Solutions.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.